Dear family, on Monday of the fifth week of Lent, the first reading is from Daniel chapter 13. We see the machinations of these two elders who are so corrupt. And this is a recurrent theme in the Bible, the corruption of those in authority. This is the greatest blockage in the way to heaven. We see it also in the New Testament. The Pharisees, the scribes, were the greatest opponents to Jesus because they took authority of their own God-given responsibilities to do whatever they wanted to do. And here I think the key words is they suppressed their consciences. The conscience tells you the truth, but it comes to a point that you can just suppress it, and then it says they would not allow their eyes to look to heaven and did not keep in mind just judgments. Once that happens, we are completely dominated by the flesh, and our thought patterns are responsive to the desires of the flesh. We no longer reason in the light of truth. Now, the amazing thing about this first reading is Daniel. This young man, you see, was risking his life because the elders could have been able to turn against him and say, "That's the young man that we saw with Susanna. That's the one who was committing adultery with her." And they could have convicted him too, stoned him to death. So he's standing out, risking his life for this woman, Susanna. And people could question, how does he know if he wasn't there? But you see, he was being led by the Holy Spirit because he saw the evil that was going on. Another question to ask in this first reading is, where is Joachim, the husband of Susanna? And this is a tragedy also throughout the history of humanity, is the absence of men to protect, to care, to defend the women. And so let us go now to the gospel. The gospel is from John chapter 8. Verses 1 to 11, the Pharisees and the scribes bring a woman caught in adultery to Jesus with the purpose of trapping him, you see, because if he lets her go, then he is against the law of Moses, and then they can accuse him of being against the word of God and the teaching of God. And this is what they're after. So they don't care about morality. They don't care about family life. It's not about upholding holiness in the people of God. They just want to trap Jesus. And in order to do that, they're willing to kill a woman. This is how tragic it is when we become self-righteous. And this is one of the great battling points of Pope Francis, concerned as he is for clericalism, for self-righteousness. And it is not that we throw away the law. It is that we put on the most fundamental law, love God and love one another. And then we live in mercy. And we see the damage that sin does, but we want to rescue the sinner and bring him back to God. You see, so Jesus doesn't allow himself to be trapped and tells them, whoever among you is without sin, be the first to throw a stone at her. And then one by one, they began to leave. And then Jesus at the end asks, no one has condemned you? She says, "No one, sir." Then Jesus says, "Neither do I condemn you." See how beautiful. "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." You can imagine the movement of the heart of that woman. My friends, this is what mercy is all about. But we not only condemn by stoning to death, but also by murmuring, by taking away somebody's reputation, by speaking about others, even if it's true, what we should not be speaking, because it creates a bad image of the person to others. And we should protect our brothers and sisters and honor and love them. God bless you.